I delight in every day because I am me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with instant inspiration. I delight in every day because I am me. In the last 24 hours, my heart beat 103,689 times. I breathed 23,400 times. I inhaled 432 cubic feet of air. I ate 3.25 pounds of food. I drank 2 quarts of liquid. I spoke 4,800 words. I moved 750 muscles. And I grew 0.01717 inch of hair and 0.00046 inch of nails. Not bad for one day. So, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. I delight in every day because I'm me. Now, this is your physiological self that we just were referring to here. That's the person that is down here on Earth. I was amazed at a young man who was talking to me on the phone, and he said, you know, I just figured out that we don't get over a sickness, that we don't change ourselves from sickness to health. We don't do that. And I said, oh. I said, what do we do? He said, we return to our original purity and integrity. He said, that's something I just learned, and I think that's very wonderful. It's very, very, very positive, very good. I said, yes, it is. I said, there's nothing to change. We just return to our original purity and integrity. We do not continue with the thinking that brings us what we're doing at the moment, which might not be our pure self. That is, that it might not be something we like. Whereas when we return to our original purity and integrity, then that's what it is. Now, you, and we've used this illustration so many times before, you are living with this family, and you're an adopted child with them. They don't know who you are or where you came from or anything about you, but they took you in one day. You were sitting on their doorstep, maybe as a little baby in a basket or something. You know, it's the old story. And so the family brings you in, and they don't have to go through adoption papers or any of these other things. They just take you in, and they call you their son. And they raise you and teach you all the techniques that they learn and know as peasants. And they teach you how to till the fields and how to go barefoot all the time because you don't have shoes. And when you have shoes, that's just for going to town. And then that's not always necessary for that either. And you wear very casual clothes because that you're the son of a person who is a normal peasant in the country. And so one day this group of men come up to the house you're living in, and they ask the lady, where is the young man that is living with you? And she says, oh, my son? No, the young man is living with you. You mean my son? It's the only young man who's living with me. Yeah, I guess perhaps that's it. May we see him? And so they check him over. And, of course, you know, the royal person always has some little thing that shows he's royal. He's got some little bird on his shoulder, you know. It's a mole of some sort that is insignia, you know, of the royal family. It just is born into the people who are the royal people. And they say, the boy is the prince. And the king just died, and we had to find the prince. Why didn't you look before? The question might be. But anyhow, and he is the prince. See this little mole on his shoulder here? And we always thought that's kind of pretty, little airplane flying there, you know, or whatever they called it. And, well, he has to come and take over as the king of the country, because he's the prince. Wow. And the parents say, gee, can we come with him? Well, of course you come with him. You can do anything he wants you to do, because he's now going to be the king. And if he wants you with him, you go with him. And so they say, son, do you want us with you? Oh, my, yes, Dad. Come on, Mom, you got to be with me. You know. So they come to the palace. And then they are warned they can't be called mom and dad anymore because his mom and dad were the king and queen. Well, anyhow, he goes into the palace, and all of a sudden he's thrust into these real fancy duds, you know, and he wears these ermine and mink coats. They are trailing out for 100 miles. He's got this crown of jewels and gold that he wears on his head, and he says, "I don't like this. This is not too cool. I don't know why this is happening, but it's just not too cool." And he says to his mom, "Do I have to be the king? Do I have to do this?" And his mother says, "Oh, it is an honor to be called." And so the coronation takes place, and he is coronated as the king. And from that day forward, he has no time of his own. He is on call by his people for whatever their tasks are, and he has made himself into that responsible person. You see, he has returned to his original purity and integrity of being a royal person from being a peasant person. Now, as a peasant person, he did his things, but in the evening he'd come home with no worries on his mind, nothing to do but just sit around and enjoy the fire and tell stories and before he went to bed. And then early to bed and early to rise, and he just had a good life. So he has now become the king, but let's not let the story end there. He is a king, a young king, and he has this country to rule. Well, he has ministers who are doing a perfectly good job, and he checks over their work, and he checks over their decisions every day and makes sure that they're correct. And then he checks over the other things that have to be checked over. And he was under the training of Princess Ellen for quite a little while. And he learned how to do everything so beautifully, so efficiently, that he got everything done in 3 hours every morning. So he said to his staff, "Okay, I get everything done in 3 hours in the morning. Now, my afternoons I'm going to spend out chasing the fox and the hounds and running around on my horses and playing with my knights and doing all the things that it's fun to do. I mean, why be king if you can't enjoy what's going on? Why be king if you can't enjoy the money of your castle and your role?" And so, like when he was a peasant, now as a king, in the evenings he spends it around the fire with his family and friends. And in the afternoon, he's out riding, and he goes down to the lake and jumps in, goes swimming, and has a good time. And he plays with his other friends, the peasants that he had known before, because he didn't become uppity just because he was king. He just returned to his original purity and integrity, and he made it fun, being himself and having fun. He didn't return to his original purity and integrity and forget his fun time, his nature, who he was. And you see, I delight in every day because I am me. Our friend who said, "Oh, we return to our original purity and integrity when we are getting well. We weren't really sick. We just have that original soundness about us. That's our spiritual healing. That's our real healing." And that's very true. And this is what it's all about for us. I delight in every day because I am me. I do everything every day that delights me and makes me happy. If my days are such that they're not pleasant, then I don't do them, which reminds me of another story. There's a young man who worked for our webmaster, and his name is Caesar. And Caesar is a very independent, casual type person, and he's from Poland, and he was having a good time working for our webmaster. And then he decided he'd pop over to China and deliver Bibles to the people over in China for his church. So he went over there for about 2 or 3 months. Then he came back and continued working as assistant to the webmaster. And he stayed there for a year or two. And then he had another opportunity to go over to China and work there. So he went. And while he was in China, he was there for maybe 2 weeks. He decided he didn't want it. So then he went to Poland, and that's where he's been ever since. He's been in Poland visiting his mommy, And shortly he'll be back, and quite possibly he'll be back working for the webmaster again. But he does what he wants to do. His world is just waiting for him at every turn because he's brilliant. He believes in himself, and he does what he wants to do. He has fun being himself and enjoys being himself. This is what it's all about. As we said, I delight in every day because I am me. Well, Caesar delights in every day because he just does what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. We have here at the monastery people who come and go. And like Stefan used to come here and stay here for, 6, 8 months, maybe a year. Then he'd go back to Switzerland and work for a couple of months and earn enough money to support him for another year here. And he just do these things to just have a ball, just really enjoying himself. And Katerina, who is one of our great students also, she hasn't got a penny to her name. Yet she's off to New Zealand, she's off to Switzerland, she's off to around the world having great trips and great times and doing great things, and she doesn't owe anyone anything. And she owns horses wherever she goes. She loves horses, and they just manifest in her world because that's her original purity and integrity. Her original purity and integrity is being herself and having fun, which she does wherever she goes. Oh, she has her emotional ups and downs. She has her experiences that give her a hard time sometimes. But that's only because she forgets. She forgets to be herself and have fun. And she starts taking on the responsibility of the world. And by taking on the responsibility of the world, that brings you trouble. You take on your own responsibility of being yourself and having fun. Because that's what life is really all about, and that's what it should be about for each of us. For each of us. You know? Mm-hmm. When we forget that, we make trouble for ourselves. Be yourself and have fun. Return to your original purity and integrity, and enjoy the perfection of who you are. Can it happen today? It surely can. Does it happen today for lots of people? Oh boy, yes. Do you have to have had experience and training to prepare yourself for it to happen? Nope. Just snap your finger and it's done. However, when you snap your finger, you got to say, it's done. And then it is done. And you bring it up again and you get a kick and a puss. You know? You bring it up again and, hey, you're out of the picture. I don't know you anymore. You have moved out of my realm of being yourself and having fun. And if you're not being yourself and having fun, I don't know you. If you don't have solutions for all the things going on in the world, I don't know you. If you're part of the problem, go play. Go ahead. Really wonderful, isn't it? It's our choice. Our choice of who we are. The prince didn't know he was the prince, but he just picked it up like a duck to water, enjoying it. And then he also had the intelligence not to be intimidated by the rules of what a royal person is. A royal person is responsible to the people. A royal person must always be available when the people need him and things like that. Well, a royal person is supposed to be a royal person. He is untouched by his world, untouched by anything. He just has a ball. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. Can you be a royal person and just have a ball?
I am, yes.
Well, if you are and you do, you got it made. That's what it's all about. I delight in every day because I am me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.